My name's Sean Collier. I'm joined once again by improv duo without a proper name, Steve and Renee.
That's us.
Yep.
And they came back because of their long-standing ties to the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise.
Sure.
I have long-standing ties.
Right.
I don't know that Renee has long-standing ties, but I do.
We're going to learn all about those, and we're going to generally scoff at the idea of watching more Pirates of the Caribbean movies this week on You Can't Handle the Truth. Can't Handle the Truth for Friday, May 26th, 2017. How did I pause on the year? Like, that was the first week I've ever had the date down and forgot what year it was.
That's because we're living in the future, Sean.
Yeah.
When we were kids, in the 80s, 2017 was like future. There were flying cars.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's 2018 a lot, and I don't know why. Hmm. I don't think I've told anyone that, though.
That you keep thinking it's 2018?
I keep thinking it's 2018. Mm. I just skipped 2017.
It's a prime. It's a weird number.
Maybe. Yeah.
2017 is a prime number?
Maybe it's like the year 2000.
Right?
The year 2000 like wants to turn 18 because 17 is insignificant.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
This millennium wants to buy cigarettes.
Drink.
And,
Oh, no, not drink.
Yeah.
It's gonna drink.
Vote, buy cigarettes.
Vote, buy cigarettes.
Yeah.
Access adult materials. Right.
That's an odd distinction.
Yeah. Hey, how are you guys?
Oh, good. 3D hurt my head a little bit.
Yeah,
that was fun.
We complain about 3D almost every time.
Oh, really?
That there's a 3D movie. And you're... perspective is one that we don't often get, which is like it kind of injures you a little bit.
Yeah.
Like what happens?
My
I just have to comment, that's like a weird movie curse. In order to enjoy cinema, you have to give a little bit of your soul.
I almost feel like I can't, I don't know, maybe it's because I do photography so much that when I'm watching a 3D movie and I can only focus on what is in focus, if I look behind it, my eyes are like, help! And they just start, like, wigging out.
It is my opinion that over-the-shoulder shots in 3D should be a crime, that an offense punishable by something very severe. Because when you have the character in focus... but then in front of them is an enormous out-of-focus shoulder.
I kind
of in three dimensions.
I thought those were so funny, though. It's kind of like looking at clouds and trying to decide what shape they were. I was like, what is in the foreground?
This is how Renee eased her pain. She imagined they were clouds.
I laughed a lot during that movie.
Well, and we might be onto something, because I remember in Avatar, which now is like, oh, this is all your fault, with 3D... that was a case where pretty much everything was in focus, like everything was a deep focus shot where you could look at whatever you wanted at all times.
That's nice.
There wasn't, and you called out gravity as one where it worked.
Yes.
There was nothing but the thing in the shot and stars.
I missed
so
Avatar.
So that could never happen.
Yeah, I missed Avatar, so gravity is pretty much the only 3D movie I saw that was worth it. It was like full IMAX, the way that... the asteroids move, like, makes you feel like you're about to get hit by space rubble, and then the sound is done in such a way that you feel like they're coming at you. And in this movie, I feel like other than maybe a seagull coming by you several times, the sound is pretty much just in front of you the whole time.
Right.
I think the only time I've seen 3D movies other than today is because the 2D movie was sold out.
Yeah.
I think that's the only reason.
It's generally awful. Like, I usually hate it. So, but yeah, and this is just something we haven't discussed. For some people, it makes them physically unhappy.
Physically ill. I actually am surprised, because I've definitely gotten, like, motion sickness before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did not get motion sick with this one. I just got a seriously bad headache.
How would you do with motion seats? Are you aware of those? Yeah, that's a thing.
Oh my god!
Like, I know what you're talking about.
There's one.
Like, Universal Studios has those like little things that you go in. Do you know?
But now like there's one screen at Pittsburgh Mills that's that for normal movies.
Oh, weird.
And it's not extreme. It's just like leaning and vibrating and like bumping and that kind of thing.
I can ride a roller coaster and be fine, but if you put me on like a docked boat, yeah. I will want to puke.
Huh.
Well, so, a docked boat doesn't have direction. There's no
point. If it's like random aimless movement, no.
Oh, which is exactly what motion seats are.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
There aren't too many. I've never done it for a whole movie. Like, I have no motion sickness. Never mind, this is stupid. Pirates of the Caribbean.
No motion sickness. Let's talk about the one with the boats.
Speaking of boats,
the one where the movie half of it takes place underwater. Let's talk about that one. No motion sickness.
This was silly and dumb. Like, yes.
I was entertained, but it wasn't good.
Yeah. we don't do spoilers here, but during the emotional moment towards the end, like I was like, what is this movement in my peripheral vision? And Renee, it was you, like, in fits of laughter.
I was laughing so hard because they, like, tried to do something, like, highly emotionally touching. And it was just the cheesiest thing that's ever been done.
They were pulling a lot of heartstrings at the end. They were pulling a lot of
heartstrings. My heartstrings were not pulled, but...
Although, here's my confession, because we're making fun of the silly pirate movie. But I thought, like, oh, I've spent so much time away from the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. Apparently, I only missed one movie.
Yeah.
Of the five movies.
I also think I did see the first three, but I do not remember the third one.
How can you not remember the third
one? I inevitably would have seen and reviewed the fourth one, but I have no memory of it. I'm almost wondering if that was like just randomly a week I didn't do movie reviews. Because that's how little memory of it I have.
That's bizarre.
But I probably saw it. I just couldn't tell you one thing about it.
I did not see four, but three was Davy Jones, so you probably saw that.
No, I did see that one. I remember that one
now.
That
was pretty epic.
Well, then what the hell happens in the second one?
In the second one? Is that the one that he's on the island and, like the native people are chasing him?
Yes.
I thought that was the third one also.
And then is the second one the one where, like, that weird whirlpool happens at the end and the ships are, like... in a whirlpool and they're, like, fighting and it's really stupid?
I think that's the second one.
Davy Jones is in two.
Two and three.
See, I don't know what's happening in this universe, but I do find it funny that, like, I don't know, I'm trying to comment on some of the time-passing things that happened in this movie we just watched.
Well, that's...
It was very confusing.
So this is later enough... That's not a spoiler, that's the cast list. Okay. This is later enough that one of the main characters is... the Orlando Bloom, Keira Knightley character's adult child?
Yes.
But everyone in the movie no one looks 24 years older.
I was like, okay, so I'm assuming that this happened in the last movie that Orlando Bloom's character is, like, trapped and cursed, so maybe time isn't passing for him?
Two movies back.
Okay, well, that happened already, so I think I can say that.
Yeah.
But then everyone else shows up, and I'm like, if someone had that old of a child, y'all would be real dead and retired right now. I'm hopefully retired and then dead.
Right. Well, chronologically, only 14 years pass, and I think in Hollywood, that's all the aging you're allowed to do, no matter how old you get.
They're in the old.
So So he had a child son in previous movies?
I do remember a child.
Okay.
A child was conceived before he became the captain of the Dutchman and was doomed to roam on the seas.
This is all real dumb, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know they may...
Also,
look, I usually try not to be that dismissive, but And I know they make a lot of money here and even more worldwide, and this is mainly a global market franchise, but, like, this was good once as an exception to everything. As, like, hey, you know how there's never a big pirate movie? Here it is. Hey, you know how lead characters aren't, like, foppish 19th century dandies? This one is. And we've done it. And that joke is funny once. Like,
I don't know. I genuinely enjoy any pirates. Like, okay. Like, I feel like
well, I don't enjoy gritty reboot pirates. I want swashbuckling, ridiculous, like, harkening back to Errol Flynn, Captain Hook, like, that kind of ridiculous.
I love that. Like,
supposedly a gentleman pirate.
I also just like, yeah, I don't know. As a lady, I enjoy a pirate.
Wait,
I don't know why.
Connect that tissue a little bit more.
Pirates are attractive. It's like a fun.
Oh, it's like yeah, a, it's like a mutiny on the bounty.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Like,
I mean,
like lady fantasy.
No one in this movie was particularly attractive, but like the first movie,
sorry, Johnny.
Especially because it was like in my youth of like loving Orlando Bloom as Legolas, I'm making a heart shape with my fingers.
Oh yeah, this is your long-standing.
I told Sean I had posters of Orlando Bloom like all over my room when I was
mark the
like,
time how long
12,
we spent
13.
Talking about pirates before it came back to Lord of the Rings.
Not long at all.
Sorry, always get there.
But no, that's what I teased in the opening is that your long-standing relationship with this franchise is Orlando Bloom was like your celebrity
obsession. He was my vapid celebrity that I could place an ideal male identity onto.
Yeah, but that was because of Lord of the Rings, not because of pirates.
Yes.
Okay.
But pirates came out in that same time.
Right.
Like, so it was just in those years of like being obsessed with that.
He had a moment.
Fun fantasy stuff.
Also, Elizabethtown.
Is that him?
I did not see Elizabethtown, and that is Orlando Bloom.
Yeah,
we're a young him.
We're in the fabled movie lounge at MacGuffin's.
How cute he is.
Where like, I want to say 15 years ago, they put up pictures of the hottest stars, so Orlando Bloom still makes the cut.
Aww.
Along with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
But
like,
yeah.
A few of these hold up. Like, okay, there's Brad Pitt. Okay, there's... And some of them have, like been bled out with light long enough that I don't know who it's a picture of.
Yeah, I don't
like,
know who
that is. Is that Meryl Streep? Is that Jessica Lange?
Don't think it's Meryl Streep.
No.
Don't think it's Meryl Streep.
Yeah. Anyway, yes. So, Orlando Bloom is a figure of...
My past.
Yeah. And he did, like, he kind of, like, I want to say he fell off, but more I think he stopped caring. Like, I think he probably made so much money from these two franchises that it was like, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good on work.
I'm assuming so.
Like, I don't think he's like, oh, gee, I can't get work anymore. I think he's like, I'm very rich.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to exist as Orlando Bloom.
I feel like I haven't seen any stirrings of him in Indieland either. Like,
no.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Elijah Wood, you see doing all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. Orlando Bloom, I don't think of...
Do you know?
Orlando Bloom was just a heartthrob. He was, like, in every teen magazine, and then he just, like, disappeared.
And Steve, your long-standing relationship with the Pirates franchise?
That is that when the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie came out, I had long hair and someone compared me to Captain Jack Sparrow on my college campus, at which point everyone started calling me Captain Jack Sparrow to the point that people called me Captain and didn't know my real name.
Uh-huh. How long did that last?
That lasted until I cut my hair, so that was at least a solid year, and then people were confused because they didn't want to call me Captain anymore, but they couldn't remember my real name because that was the totality of my identity at that point.
Uh-huh. All I remember, like, I remember, I think the first movie came out, I was probably a senior in high school, and I was in, like, a, like, the crowd I was in at the time was, like, do you know what I mean when I say goth, but not really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I
definitely dabbled in that.
Like, vaguely, like, like, we're punky alternative Hot Topic shoppers, like, but more just nerds with a little bit of edge. And thus, a pirate movie with Johnny Depp was gigantic in my group of friends. So, like, I probably saw it in the theaters 3 or 4 times just because, like, it became, like, what are we going to do tonight? Are we going to go to the mall or go get ice cream or go see Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah. What else were you going to do with your suburban sadness?
Right, exactly. So
where I went to high school, because I went to high school in a funny foreign country, they would call your kind altos.
Altos?
Not to be confused with the...
with tenors, but on the ching.
But yeah, I think that was short for alternative or something like that.
Yeah.
That was the term for people who are goths but not goths.
Altoids.
Yeah, which would be a better put down. Like you go sit at the Altoid table in the lunchroom. That's a better. We've said so little about this film. Okay, there's a fifth Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
There is swashbuckling. There's a sequence towards the beginning where a whole house is pulled through
a town,
and it's just a very big Hollywood, like, old-timey big production great thing.
Yeah,
most of the rest of the movie is pretty much all CG, but that one thing I was like, this is good swashbuckling.
Yeah, it's also, like, just the Assassin's Creed version of the climax of, like, 3 Fast and Furious movies ago. Like, Fast 5 or 6 ends with them stealing a safe, and exactly this is like the pirates are trying to steal a safe and accidentally pull the whole building. In like 3 fast movies ago, they were just trying to steal a safe and dragged it with their supercars through the streets of, let's say, Rio, but could have been a lot of places. So I was like, I've seen this before, and this is like just the Renaissance Festival version of something I've seen before. And by the way, every joke in this movie is the Renaissance Festival version of humor.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like something balls, right? What? I didn't mean what? Like, it's all like the most obvious double entendres or...
It's like the Renaissance Festival sketch that you go and watch every year.
Yes.
I mean, if you have a pirate movie and you can't have double entendres, come on. What are pirates for?
I don't know.
Come on.
But yeah, I was watching the movie and I was like, I would really enjoy playing this video game for an afternoon.
Yeah.
But I would skip through all of the plot and all the things that the character said. Like,
there needs to be, like, a Grand Theft Auto Pirates of the Caribbean.
There's some Pirates video game.
There is one Assassin's Creed. It's like Assassin's Creed Black Sails or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Which I've heard is a thing.
But I want Captain Jack Sparrow quotes in it randomly.
I think just
walk up to an NPC and have him say, clearly you've never been to Singapore, wherever it was.
Oh yeah. That was correct. I do remember that.
I just don't like him anymore though.
Well, my problem was that he was so drunk in this movie. Like, he's drunk in all the movies, but the focus was that he was like kind of washed up. He's a pirate. Okay. But but he was like so drunk that it was like, oh, you have a problem. Like, it wasn't like funny anymore.
That I'd
want to
see the movie that accidentally starting a video. Hold on, everybody. Hold on. I think it's still going.
I think it's
okay. Yeah, it looks like it. So either this is a weird moment in the recording, or this is where I'll cut to the solo episode I do tomorrow. Okay.
It has the time.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
You want to see the, like, Captain Jack Sparrow goes to rehab? Because
that would be great.
I would absolutely watch that.
The old man Logan of this series. You know what I mean? The, like, he's bitter and angry and realizes his life has meant nothing. And, like, a small story, he has a small redemption story on the way to, a watery grave. Like, okay, fine. But that's not what this is about. This is about special effects that will play in China and Russia and Saudi Arabia and Brazil and South Africa and America all in equal measure.
Wow.
And so some of the effects were good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Playing Captain Jack Sparrow is just totally a cartoon character.
Right.
Like, Johnny Depp has cited Pepe Le Pew as an inspiration.
Right.
And, like, it shows. So if there's too much character development, he doesn't work anymore.
No, that's true. I mean, like, I guess all the, like, a big part of this is, what are the cool-looking things? Like, that's,
oh,
that's what they do.
Oh, there are a lot of cool-looking things.
And, yeah, there's the main villains are, they are physically decayed, like, rotting...
Mm.
Rotting wood, and that's cool a couple of times, and their ship rears up and eats other ships, and that's
oh,
cool
that
a couple
way,
of times.
The way that it is cool is like when someone's wearing something so cool it's almost dumb, and that's kind of how the effects are in this movie.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's cool. I'm mad that I like it. Because like, it's kind of stupid.
Like, really
again,
good
pirates.
Cosplay.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is...
Are pirates like, not the original cosplay?
Getting back to the Renaissance Festival. This is a high-budget trip to the Renaissance Festival.
Yes!
This is the best, like... The joust is at 2 and 4 you'll ever see.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. There even is, like, a mud wrestle.
Yeah.
There. There's even that.
Yeah. It's. I just get so profoundly bored when like at any and even when the action like I want every Pirates of the Caribbean movie to be 27 minutes long, like establishing what this is about, crazy romp, problem solution, something with a monkey.
Guys,
go home.
People are staring at us. I feel like we should wave at them. No, all right, they looked away.
Okay,
just kidding.
Good.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I do want to say something positive.
Good.
I thought that the lady character was a character.
Steve, look up her name of the actress because she's the
Kaya was her
Kaya
first name
something.
I saw in the credits and I put that in my brain.
Both the young female lead, as Renee said when we sat down, this one has new pretty people. The young
people.
Female lead and the young male lead
she's very pretty.
Are relative newcomers, and the male was a little bit of a
wet. Noodle?
I was just about to say wet noodle.
He seriously,
say,
like, did not act at
yeah.
all.
I was
yeah.
going to say watered
like,
down Orlando Bloom.
He also
yeah.
was so cute, and then just progressively was like, I was just like, wow, I am not interested in your cuteness, because
yeah.
you're, like, not acting.
Yeah.
But she Ooh. Was great and feisty, and I thought her character was probably the only character that they gave some effort to.
Yeah.
Let me
and
give
I
this
appreciate
a try.
That.
Kaya Scodelario.
All right.
That sounds right.
Let's go with that.
Good for her.
Kaya Scodelario.
Yeah.
And the young man.
She's cool.
The young man.
I mean, this has the cast of people you only recognize from Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Brenton Thwaites, which
possibly
is
possibly the most English name.
He was in Oculus. We talked about him mm-hmm. in Oculus. He was the lead in Gods of Egypt, which I may or may not have seen. And, yeah. Oh, he was in that movie version of The Giver from a few years ago.
Oh, wasn't that...
Mm.
I didn't see it.
I heard it was bad, but I don't know.
I believe it was bad.
See, this lady character, I thought, was very good for the time we find ourselves in, where
yes.
there's a spirit of new feminism where women want to be taken seriously and want to be respected for their intelligence, and just at every point, guys are like, you're a girl, huh? And the pirates played that game of being stupid very well.
However, they let
but
her take charge.
But at the same
charge,
time,
eventually.
As a fellow, in a pirates movie, I always want to see Anne, Bonnie, and Mary Read, who were the actual pirates who out-pirated the male pirates.
That would be way cool.
They were the ones who took over ships from male pirates and made the male pirates subservient to them, and then when they were caught... got pregnant so they couldn't be hanged.
Is that
what?
Is that not in... Well, that part isn't. Are those characters not in this franchise?
I feel like an attempt was made at some point. Like, definitely the Keira Knightley character became, like, more Pirate King-ish.
Yeah, because she made the speech when the Pittsburgh Pirates were down in the bottom, in the middle of the ninth for several years. That
nice.
Okay, yeah, that does that sentence does not stand on its own. Correct. So here in Pittsburgh, everybody, our baseball team is called the Pirates, as you may know. And for I think they finally stopped, but for a good 4 or 5 years, if the Pirates were trailing by a reasonable amount going into the bottom of the ninth, they would play a Keira Knightley speech from, like, the end of Pirates 2 or 3, where she's rallying the pirates to battle.
And she spoke in that way that she does.
Yeah, that one.
With her jaws always clenched.
Jaw doesn't move.
In a few minutes, Steve and I are going to leave, and you're just going to talk like that for like 3 minutes to end this podcast.
Okay.
But it would be very awkward, because she's doing that, and then it's like a shot of...
Play ball!
Yeah, just like, like, speech, thwack, speech, running bases. Like, no, that's not okay. But cool, it had good music, and there was ominous flag waving and wind noises. Yeah, the microphone's not picking that up, but trust me, everyone, Renee did a great wind noise. Let's talk about our personal activities and then decide if there's anything else to say about this boring, boring movie. What do you guys got coming up?
Oh, we didn't prepare. What do we have coming up?
The next Your Life the Musical is coming up on...
A Saturday.
Yes, on a Saturday, June the 3rd.
Yeah. Why?
Well, we have a few off dates. June the 3rd happened. We had to rearrange things so an owner of the theater could go and see their daughter in a play. So we let them do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we're good eggs. And then the month after that, it'll be July the 14th, yeah, which is a second Friday, I believe, which is off from our usual schedule.
Yep.
Because Arcade Comedy Theater is having all kinds of renovations and having a new space where there are two stages.
What?
Before, we only had one. Now there will be two stages to play at and do comedy of all kinds in Pittsburgh on.
And you can help with the arcade upgrade by...
going to arcadecomedytheater.org.
That's a different than the normal site.
As opposed to .com.
Yes.
And then you can do donations.
Yeah, it's going to be great. There's going to be way more spaces for stuff. But yeah, Your Life is great.
For those who don't know, Your Life the Musical is a thing that Renee and I do where we improvise. Well, Renee and I and other people who we involve, we get an audience member from the crowd, we talk to them about their life, and then we improvise a full-length musical about their life. No preparation, we have never talked to this person before, we don't know any plot points or any such things. People think we plan that stuff in advance, and trust me, it would only make it harder. But if you don't believe we can do it, come and see for yourself. Go to Facebook and go to facebook.com/yourlifemusicimprov to find out more.
Anything else coming up? Projects and stuff?
Irony City, the other team I'm on, switch nights with Your Life the Musical, so we are doing a show on June 3rd, Saturday, which is with Dinner with the Nolans. We open for that show. So.
Ah, and Dinner with the Nolans, also a fantastic show. So go to that stuff. I forget what I have, like, immediately, so I'll jump ahead to June 23rd is the DVE Comedy Festival, headlined by Colin Quinn and a great lineup of touring comics. But then, at 11 o'clock at Club Cafe, the second stage kicks off. I'll be hosting with, let's see if I can get all eight without pausing. Ready? Jeff Conkle, Aaron Kleiber, Suzanne Lawrence, Felicia Gillespie, Dave Bracey, Ed Bailey, John Dick Winters, and Alex DePiula.
That's eight.
It's going to be a great lineup. $12. And in the past, many of the comics from the main stage of the DVE Comedy Festival have turned up at the second stage. And I'm not just saying that. The list includes, like, Chris D'Elia, Jim Brewer, Harlan Williams, Bert Kreischer, Michael Che, all have done sets at the small show after the big show. So make sure you come out. Go to clubcafelive.com for tickets. That's right, tickets. That's the word I'm looking for right now. Okay. If you don't want... We're not going to do a spoiler segment. We're not going to go straight to the end. But I'm about to do a minor spoiler for Pirates of the Caribbean subtitle. Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Yeah. They're running out of pirate phrases. Like...
It's kind of surprising it took me that long to get that one.
I hope the next one's just called Arr, Matey.
A bottle of rum.
There was the Curse of the Black Pearl.
Yeah.
Dead Man's Chest.
Dead Man's Chest.
At World's End, which was actually kind of significant. On Stranger Tides. And then this was Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Dead Men Tell No
On
Tales.
On Stranger Tides.
That's the one I missed.
Yeah.
That's why no one saw that.
Oh, no. Many people around the world saw it.
On
Stranger
Tides.
On Stranger Tides.
Yeah. Like on Golden Pond, but slightly different. So, yeah, like, feel free to bail out on, and this is the last thing we'll go over, but feel free to bail out now if you want a really pure Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Stranger Tides experience.
You're going to turn this into Stranger Things somehow,
right? the most, like, why cameo in recent memory?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
So, Johnny Depp is about to be executed in one of 17 moments in this movie where someone is about to be executed.
But toward the beginning.
Yeah, but
like
still...
Like in the first third of the movie.
Right, still towards the beginning. And they're dragging him down a corridor, and he says...
In a jail.
He says, "Oh, hi, Uncle Jack." Like, as if to indicate, this is a Family Guy cutaway scene that will have nothing to do with nothing. And he says, "Hey, Uncle Jack." And from another cell, Uncle Jack emerges. And it's... Go
Paul
ahead.
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Under a whole lot of makeup.
Like, has a little bit of business where he just says pirate words and tells, like, a dad joke.
Well, dad joke about being gruesomely executed.
What was it?
It was that if they were going to disembowel you, ask for Victor, he has soft hands.
No, there was a straight-up joke before that.
There was a straight-up joke before that.
It was some animal pun or something. And it wasn't funny, but, like, one prisoner laughing at it from down the hallway.
Oh, yeah, one guy just goes, "Ha!"
Yeah, that was good.
This was extra bizarre, though, because in a previous movie, Keith Richards had done a cameo where... Major spoiler for this previous movie that was
right.
out several years ago. It turns out that Keith Richards' character is Captain Jack's father.
Is Captain Jack's father.
Which is like a big reveal two-thirds through the movie.
Right.
So I was expecting this one-third the way through the movie. Like, Jeffrey Rush hadn't shown up yet. There
were
a whole bunch of back catalog of piratey characters this could be. But instead, it's Paul McCartney, for all intents and purposes... made up exactly the same as Captain Jack Sparrow. Like, they pretty much just put the extra Captain Jack Sparrow outfit on him.
But here's the thing. The makeup was enough that, like, I feel like 30, 40% of people would be like, "Who was that, though?" Like, I feel like...
I'm not... Yeah.
We're
Steve
like...
Steve said it. I was like, "Wait, who is that?"
Yeah.
But it didn't,
Who's
like,
Who's that
register.
Pirate who sounds like a beetle?
Yeah, that's
like,
what it was.
I may have realized it toward the end of the scene, but it definitely took me way longer than you, who has all
it's
the people.
It's Paul McCartney.
I know, but I...
And is it...
Like, it was just so out of place,
it was so
though,
weird.
Well,
that,
like,
it was bizarre.
You can say that it's a meta joke to be like, hey, look, it's a Rolling Stone is his father and a Beatle and the Rolling Stone are brothers, and then it's the... But that's not it. That's like this franchise waving its dick around. Like, that's literally this franchise going like, "Look, we got a Beatle, fuck you, we're pirates."
I mean, if I were in the position to get a Beatle to do anything, no matter how gratuitous,
yeah,
you have to take that.
Yeah, that's fair, but it was dumb. Let's put a number.
I thought you were just gonna turn it off right there.
That's,
it was dumb. Boom.
We've ended like that many times.
That's this whole pirate movie. It was extremely dumb and fun.
I don't even know. Like, I mean, yeah.
I don't know if Sean had as much fun as we did.
I had fun.
I see a lot of movies, so
that's
like,
true.
That's
like,
true.
Like CGI and action fun is a weekly meal for me.
I also
so.
Rarely go to an action movie on a big screen,
mm-hmm.
so for me that was
yes.
like a treat because I don't do that very often.
Right.
But
right.
I'm not fast fluent, so I didn't see how this had already been done with cars.
Yeah, much faster at that, but
and
with,
more furious.
But
I'm
with
sure.
with less slapstick pratfalls. So okay.
Why would you want it without slapstick pratfalls?
I did enjoy that.
No, I felt like I was at the Renaissance Festival going like, this is okay, but I could just eat another turkey leg. Let's give it a rating, because we keep forgetting to rate things, and I won't influence you.
I don't even know.
On a scale of 1 to 10, either one of you.
The 3D would knock it down for me. If I had saw it in 2D, I would give it a 9.
What?
What?
If I saw it in 2D, I would give the experience of going to a piratey movie on big screen and give it a 9, because I like pirates.
But that's...
I don't know you anymore.
I like pirates! That's like saying...
I have been a pirate.
That's like saying, that's this is not the best thing I'll see this year.
Steve rates things on, like, his experience and
yeah.
the feeling something gives him,
yeah, yeah.
not how good something is.
Well,
right.
but that
He's
met
weird.
All my expectations.
That's
what?
True.
That met
yeah,
all my expectations.
But what if your expectations were...
in the scheme of movies.
Yeah, this is in the scheme
totally
of movies.
Different.
You're, I mean, you're if essentially saying it's better than 80 to 90%... of all film.
Okay, that's... Yeah, that's... No.
Yeah, see? That's why
yeah,
that's why you
count.
Can't rate
now,
things that
Steve's
way.
Now, Steve's enjoyment, it's 90%
yes, exactly.
of what
exactly.
Steve enjoys, but that's not...
Right.
Exactly.
You're having a good time tonight. That's,
yeah.
that's different.
Exactly.
Right.
As an experience, it's not. As a movie, that's tougher.
Renee, what do you have?
Oh, I'm a neutral 5. Because
mm-hmm.
that to me is like... It was fun, I was engaged, it was not a good anything else.
Yeah. I too, say 5, because, like, that was neither good nor bad. That was a thing I stared at for 2 hours and 10 minutes, the amount of time I was engaged was about the same as the amount of time I was disengaged. But never really angry or really happy. So 5.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
accurate.
Yeah.
And I would not have turned it off
yeah.
if I was at home. I would have been like, okay.
But that's
oh, I
movie.
Would have turned it off if I was at home.
Mm.
But I
See,
don't...
See, things
I,
have to be under a 5 for me to...
I don't watch a lot
that's
of
That's true,
home.
Though. You,
yeah.
you don't waste your time.
A phobia.
I would definitely not have turned it off. I might have started doing something else while it was on,
Ooh,
but I would
yeah.
not have turned it off.
Yeah.
That's definitely like you're cleaning your house and have that on in the background.
Yeah.
That would be enjoyable.
And you, like, sit down to see what happens at the end. How about the people that got up, like, once it was confirmed that, spoiler, there was a happy ending? Like, didn't like, stick around, like, for the conclusion. They were like, oh, we're through the climax, let's beat the traffic. Like, did you think that this is going to be the one where everybody dies? Like, no. Like, it.
Yeah.
Like, what? Why leave
that
at that
really
moment?
Really weird.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even, like, the characters came together. It was, like, cut to the end sequence. Like,
yeah,
it was
that's when they
weird...
bailed out. Like, the moment the action was over, they were like, all right, we're out. It wasn't a walkout. It was like, we saw the stuff that he had
Yeah,
to
no,
see.
It was like, all right, well, we're done.
Yeah.
And there were, like, maybe 8 minutes left.
Yes.
It was weird.
Well,
yeah.
the romance in this movie was not as good as in the first.
Well, that's because there was absolutely no sexual tension between them at
yeah.
all.
No.
And I was like, that's what made that first one so much fun.
Yeah.
They were, like, real into each other. That's fun.
And the almost triangle with Johnny Depp was almost believable.
All right.
I said almost.
Now,
I said it twice.
Renee, just do that Keira Knightley impression for a little while.
Oh, God. Well, in that first movie show, it's like, Captain Jack Sparrow, you don't do these pirate things that you do. You're so terrible. I'm going to clench my jaw, and I hope that the Pittsburgh Pirates win all of their games. Play ball.